Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. Everybody. Oh, here we are. Today is Friday. This is our special night on BBS. This is our paranormal night. Creation Lightship Healing. So let's do a sample clearing. Anybody have any stress out there for the week? Oh, here we go. Stress. So let's take that away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think of another stress. They have a situation that may be disempowering you. So let's do a clearing here. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? Another clearing here for disempowerment. So you got to think of some way to empower yourself. A lot of times self-empowerment clearing on the website is great, or just get on to the billboard clearing. That one's very nice. So here we go. Think of another situation that could be stressful to you or disempowering. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if Carrie's out there, and tonight is our paranormal night, so we can have callers. And we started straight up on the hour, basically, so we need to end at 55 till, everybody. So let's, if Carrie's out there. You out there somewhere, Carrie?
Yep, I'm out here somewhere. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Friday night, and it's May the 4th, 2012. We're on Station 2, and I see Liz is saying that she may call in. So that would be great, Liz. So here are the numbers under the Station 2 play button on the BBSRadio.com page for Creation Lightship. So it's 888-429-5471 for the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. And then anybody else, area code 530-513-6472. So, let's see. I don't see any questions yet. Let me just quickly refresh this little fast chat, see if anything else pops up. Let's have a look. Tons and yawns and eyes tearing, says Liz.
Yeah, so we could do the have the date today, which I didn't cover, just in case you're on an archive, so I should bring that up. Maybe you could, or we could. So today's May the 4th, Friday, 2012. There we go.
Yep. And so I think there was a beep, Ron.
Oh?
Yeah, is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Did you want to let Ron finish up the date, and then I'll talk?
Yep, we're good. We got the date.
Okay. I actually called in because I was waiting. I was on early, and the previous host, she was talking about, and I was going to bring this up to you, that this weekend is the WESAC Festival. So even though it's not, paranormal in a way, it is because it's the, you know, that group dark side practitioner energy.
Yeah.
And I felt it listening to her a few minutes on her show. Can you please take that away from us? And it's going to be the full moon in case people haven't gotten the moon cleared off of themselves.
Oh, no. Okay.
On Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, they got WESAC here in Mount Shasta, so there's a lot of...
You know who else is in Mount Shasta going to be doing all kinds of activations on your mountain? Sean David Morton, he had done it the last expo. He said he was going to be coming to Mount Shasta, I think, right around now in a week or so. I'm not sure what the date was. So all the dark practitioners are coming.
Okay, so let's clear off the WESAC energy here. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh, duck and cover.
Yeah, here we go, duck and cover, yeah. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So,
can we do timeline crash?
Yeah, timeline crash. That'd be good.
Well, this whole weekend.
Okay, timeline crash. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. Oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do a couple more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, I guess back to you.
All right. Did you have anything else, Pauline?
I just wanted to ask, Ron, should we do the harmonic clearing all night long and all weekend long? Would that help?
Oh, the harmonic ones? Yeah. That could go.
Okay.
Very interesting, yeah.
And it's not God, it's Buddha.
Yeah,
it's Buddha, they're touting out here. Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw a lot of cars here in Mount Shasta, so I figured it was WESAC. I didn't look on, I knew it was coming, but probably after 100 people in town, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't draw too much anymore. We used to be a lot. And there are new people around. And remember, this is a little place, so you know, when you get an extra 50 cars coming in, it's you notice it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like your own little mini invasion.
Yeah. Like, oh, boy, they're here, you know. Not that it's bad, but you can tell that whole different energy. Anyway, what's up?
All right. Well, it looks like the upper half of Ed isn't doing so well. He's asking for something for eye strain, headache, neck ache, and draining lymph from the head. Actually, I have a headache, too. I would love a little headache clearing, Ron, if you don't mind doing that. And Ed's eyes, well, my eyes are hurting a bit, too, because of my headache. It's, yeah. I can go with the eye strain and the headache, and then Ed would also like neck ache and lymph drain. So you tell us what of that you are up for.
We'll see what we can do here. Here we go. One. Oh, we do headache. Two. three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, that's for headaches. What do you want, eye strain or something?
Yeah, eye strain, and he has a neck ache, too.
Oh.
Just a lot of aching going on.
Okay, belly ache.
Achy head.
Here we go.
Achy carry,
one,
too.
Two, three, four, five, oh dear, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And one, his sinuses, two, his sinuses next, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10. Sinuses. Here we go, everybody. Doing timeline crashes on these here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see how that is working for you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, a beep. Somebody on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Elizabeth.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
Doing good-ish. How are you?
Pretty good, I guess.
Okay, got some odd stories for tonight.
Yeah, two things. The first one happened, I guess it was last Tuesday, and I guess Obama had made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. And I was sitting in the other room, and my mom was wanting to watch the show that she normally watches, only President Obama comes on. And I hear her exclaim, oh, my gosh, that doesn't even look like him.
Oh.
And so I came into the other room, and sure enough, it really looked like some kind of a clone. I mean, it was really bizarre. And so much was so she even noticed it and said something. And, you know, I've told her a little bit about clones, but I don't, it was just really pronounced. And it really got me thinking about, you know, how when we see somebody, our mind just kind of fills in the blanks. But after you know about clones and shapeshifters and all of those other wonderful things, you know, you look at the TV sometimes and you could actually see it. Like you could actually see him sort of changing, and you could sort of see that. At least I could anyway. You could sort of see the different clones sort of coming on and going off of him. And I only watched for about, like, I don't know, 20 seconds, because I just found it to be really disturbing. But it was just really, really interesting and kind of odd. And then I guess the second thing was, I know I probably talked about this before, but my brother, I believe, was abducted recently, and he can't remember about 2 weeks of his life, and he's actually still in the hospital. And he keeps talking about something called advanced alien technologies. I don't really know what he's referring to. And then he keeps talking about how they took him apart completely and rebuilt him. So it seems like he's still under some kind of, like, attack. He is clearing. And actually, the week I ran a timeline crash on him, he seemed to be doing a lot better. But I think he's really still struggling with, like, being between being here and being in the beyond, or I don't know, whatever they did to him.
But I was just wondering if Ron had any input on that, because it's still pretty recent. So those were my two questions slash observations.
Yeah. I think you're probably correct in what you said about taking apart, okay? They did a lot of clearings on him. Not that it was necessarily good, but I do see that happening. Let me just tune in here. It looks like they in a sense, restored him, rebuilt him, rejuvenated him, although I don't know how much of his consciousness is going to be altered by that, okay?
Right.
I do see that, okay?
Okay.
So it was kind of like having an old car and it got restored again. So, but it could be pretty bad on the psyche, since kind of understanding that, not knowing much about what's happening. How do you even explain that to anybody?
Yeah, and I mean, of course they think he's like schizophrenic and bipolar, and they're just giving him like tons of medicine. But he just seems like really, really confused and scared. And I just wonder
that situation by going home or something.
I don't really know what triggered it. He was like sort of acting funny a couple of like weeks ago, and then like he drove out to visit some friends, and they said he was acting weird, and then he tried to come home. And he got stopped by the police, and the police thought he was on drugs, but he wasn't. He was out of his mind. And then he said that's the period of time from when he got picked up, from the time he got picked up until he actually ended up in the hospital was about a week later. He can't remember anything. And I think a lot of directly what happened to him after he was in the hospital, he has trouble remembering that, too. And that's when he was sort of talking about all of these other parallel universes and different lifetimes and different worlds. And the last time I saw him, he was more lucid than that, but I mean, he still mentions these things and talks about like them beaming him down food units and all of these kinds of things. So I don't really know if, like, I am hopeful that he will understand what happened and come back to us, but the way that, like, society tends to deal with these things is they don't really understand them, so they just tend to medicate people. You know, so it's unfortunate, but, you know, I don't really know, like, where he's at or, you know, if there is any hope that he will, you know. I don't really know, because if it was restorative, you would think that that would be, like, something that would be a good thing, but it seems like it just really made him, like, like almost a totally different person, and he's talked about that.
Oh, rats. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's really aware of what has happened to him, but he's stuck in the hospital full of drugs, so he can't probably process it. And is he allowed to leave? Could he leave?
Well, no, that's part of the problem. They're trying to involuntarily commit him. And up until, like, a month ago, he was a fine, normal, young, functioning 21-year-old.
Wow.
You know, and it's just really a shock. Like, I mean, it really is a shock, like, that they can do this much to you in, like, such a short amount of time. And I think, like, a lot of people just have trouble accepting that it even exists, that, you know, these are real things that we are actually dealing with.
Yeah, what if you were to get him out and say he's going to go to drug rehab like he's taking drugs? I'm just suggesting that maybe where you get him out and guy's going to have some help here, you know.
Yeah, we were trying to do that, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen now.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess I was just wondering, like, if you, like, can see any sort of, like, something that might give him relief or just help him to sort, like, help his consciousness to sort of understand, like, what his mind and spirit and body have been through, and maybe, I don't know if it can, like, work against the medication or in conjunction with the medication, or if there's, like, a clearing for that, because I mean, I don't think they're going to take him off of it. We've asked them to, but it's a hospital. I mean, that's all they basically know how to do is show up and give you pills. So.
Is he on an IV, or is he having to swallow pills? Because maybe he could somehow pretend he's swallowing them and then flush them down the toilet when the nurses are gone.
Yeah,
and get himself off the drugs, at least. I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, he was on an IV, and they took him off the IV. And I think he was, like, just really being very aggressive and intrusive. So, I mean, anytime he would do that, they would show up and make him take Haldol. And it was just like, oh, no, like the worst thing they could do instead of, like, letting him process what he's been through. But, you know, it seems like that's kind of where he's at right now. And I know that he is allowed to go outside now, like they had to sort of isolate him for a while, and now he's going outside. I don't think he can still really talk to people, because I think he's still sort of shaky with dealing with other people, and he was having problems relating to people, and I don't know. It's so weird to see it just happen so quickly, like within a matter of days, weeks, you know. It's just it's like he's a different person.
Poor guy. And does he know that you believe him?
Yeah, and I told him, like I said, I believe you, you know, and I know that you're telling the truth, and I know what happened to you. And, you know, I said, you know, I'm doing some things on this end to try to help you out and give you some relief. And he actually said, yeah, I know. He's like, keep doing them. It seems to be working. But it's just really traumatic when a family member goes through this and, like, you know what's going on, like, but no one else in a position of authority or power really seems to, and it seems like that's all kind of part of, like, the alien mind control and, like, how they get these people into these positions to just sort of keep the truth from being expressed, you know? Just keep people in hospital and keep medicating them and don't let them talk about it and don't let them deal with it, and, you know, it eventually, you know, they're the crazy ones, you know? It's like, okay.
Right. Ron, I'm wondering, will the new clearing that went up, the Earth Protection one that does the timeline crash on the ships coming in, would it help if Elizabeth put her brother's name in that one, or is that not going to touch this situation?
I think it might, though. I'll have to give that one a shot. Oh.
I'm sorry, Carrie, could you repeat that? It's a new clearing?
It's a new clearing in the free section, which is now called Sample Healings. I think it's the third one in the drop-down box. It's the Earth Protect Timeline Crash.
Okay.
Put his name into that, see if that helps at all. I mean, it's not going to help with being trapped in a hospital and being drugged, but it might help with the abduction stuff, unless that's over. That might be over already. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it does sound to me like he had a run-in with some kind of a ship or something was passing over and just, for some reason, picked him.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it felt like to me. And when I saw him the first time, he was still... Like, I remember when it first happened, I called into the show and I was doing, like, Be Here Now on him, like,
you know,
100 times a day, but it wasn't making any difference because none of him was here. So then I timeline crashed, and I think I did over 200 timeline crashes, and that really seemed to help for the 1 week. And I did the 2,000 Years of Darkness, and that clearing seemed to help. But it's, I guess it's just we're just going to have to, like, wait and see, and just I'll just keep doing these things and just talking to him. I noticed on the fact chat somebody typed in, like, maybe he has implants, and should I do an alien attack clearing?
Yeah, you might do that one.
He's bound to have some kind of tracking implants in him for them to find him.
I would say so by now, yeah.
Really?
I wonder, Rob, if you happen to know...
I'll see what I can do here. I'm just trying to figure out what best way to help him out here. Okay, so I'm looking.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Why don't you send me an email, phone number?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. It's not a problem.
Okay, everybody. Nuts. Let's,
Yeah, really rough. Poor guy.
Yeah, it's just, I feel so horrible for him. he's just been through so much with this.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know that it's true and he's not mad, and at least you know Ron, you know, so you can, if there's help to be had, you're in the right place kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So give Ron an email and he'll give you a call and be able to look at it a bit further and figure out what's going on. I keep getting in my head that this is a group project and he's one of many that this is happening to. Which
you know, Terry, it's really interesting that you say that. It's real interesting that you say that. I feel like it's been going on since the beginning of 2012.
Yep.
So, yeah, a lot of bizarre things and sad things have been happening to people that I know, so. Oh, gosh.
Well, yeah, give Ron an email. That'll set some balls rolling.
Okay, thank you both so much for your time, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye. So, okay. So let's see here. Oh, hello, Beep. Who's on the line?
Hello, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed. How's your upper half?
Well, that's what I'm calling in about. Well, first I want to give you some news. We were talking about clones earlier, and I remember seeing a photo of Angelina Jolie, and she was looking real wrinkled and real old, and, you know, she passed her prime as a sex god and all that. And all of a sudden, she looks 20 years younger. And they talk about, you know, her coming from a spa. And then a couple months go by, and Brad Pitt all of a sudden no longer looks like a middle-aged Brad Pitt like he is. He looks, and the tabloid said he looks 20 years younger, just back from the spa. And then I was laughing because the next thing that happens, for the perfect Hollywood scenario, what all of America really wanted was them to get together again. So sure enough, I go by the magazine rack in the pharmacy, and Brad finally marries Angelique, finally proposes. And I'm looking at this picture of these two, and I don't know who they are. I mean, they're, you know, I just thought I'd point that out, but I think that's real interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I called is because I wanted to explain to Yankee this. I tried to get a hold of Ron, but he was unavailable when it happened. And what happened was I woke up one morning, and my right eye, over my eye, the eyebrow, was really sore. And then it got more and more sore during the day. And it felt just like someone had, the way I was describing it, was hit me in the face with a 2x4. And it hit me right above the eye. Well, it got more and more sore, more and more sore. And then it started to drop down into the eye. And then the eye got all swollen up. And I had this shiner, which was this huge dark circle around the whole eye. And I had a big bag of fluid under the eye, and that was there for a while. Then it started to fade and started to fade and started to fade. And now the remnant of that is all the lymph fluid that collected there. Since I fell off a roof once, I have trouble processing draining lymph fluid out of my head, probably because of the internal scar tissue. And I noticed that it's all, like, whatever was there is all now moved to the base of my neck, and it's cutting off the circulation. So I've got headaches, I got eye strain, my neck is sore, you know, and all that. So that's why I'm achy, Ed. But what I wanted to ask Ron is, did a spider or insect or something bite me while I was sleeping, or was it a bleed through from some timeline where somebody really did smack me in the head?
Boy, that's a rough one. It feels like both, oddly enough. Geez. You get rid of the spider energy here. Yeah, it feels like both, Ed. Very unusual. It does feel like both.
Well, you know, last time you checked, I had 12 death barcodes, so I wouldn't put anything past them.
Oh.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You got those off, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I originally had 8, then Ron checked me, the X-Toy says, oh, you got 12 new ones. They really don't like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extra
yeah.
special, you know. Trying to catch up with Ron.
What was interesting about the barcodes is we were having dinner, I turned around and I said, so Ron, these 12 death barcodes I got in me, I got to get off. I said, how many of them are from races that you've already eliminated? He looked and he went, 6. So he was, you know, they had left their mark and they were gone.
Yeah.
So maybe we could crash timeline on the get smacked part two?
Sure, here we go. So let's try that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay.
Yeah, I feel those too.
Yeah.
I think I'm there with you, Ed, getting hit by the 2x4 also.
Or whatever the alien equivalent of that is.
Yeah. That's where my headache is today, is on that, where my eyebrow grows.
Interesting.
Yeah. Andy says I had something similar happened to me, too, that you did, Ed, so he's finding this interesting.
Well, thank you for that, Ron. Is it possible to also maybe do something about, I've never tried this, when I fell headfirst off a roof, the interior scar tissue where my neck was just all torn up?
Boy, I don't know what to do on that one, Ed.
Regrow the lymph vessels so that my lymph will drain better out of my head?
You'd have to probably go in and do the special clearing a bunch of times on that.
Okay, where's that located?
You just type in the word special, and I think it comes up.
Okay, because some of them, they don't come up when you type in keywords.
No, I know, but I'll try right now, but I'm pretty sure just the word special will do it.
Okay.
You might want to put in to have the trying to think of a word other than tubes. but you know what I mean, the lymph, benign
yeah.
veins, but you know what I mean,
yeah.
Widened.
Ah, okay. Yeah, imagine somebody were torn that they're all just dead-ended now, and the few that are left have the extra burden of the drainage.
Oh. Special healing.
You know, the
okay.
morning, in the morning when I woke up in the emergency room, there was 12 entities standing there like in lab coats, smiling at me, and it's like that was the team that worked on me. So I don't know who they were or where they were from, but and this is, you know, long before I met Ron, but I credit them for saving my life because I actually had my spine jammed up into my brain and burst all my blood vessels.
Oh,
so,
great.
You know, it took that, and I was very grateful that they had done what they did. I was in, you know, a lot of pain for a long time, but the fact that I was alive and my head worked was amazing to me.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I didn't know if they were, I didn't know, you know, from what we know now, I don't know if they were ETs or light beings or, you know, who was that team? Rod, is there any way you could tell?
Well, not at this second.
Okay. Okay. We'll put that one in the back burner, as you say.
Yeah, back burner, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just heard a beep, so I'll get off. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for everything, Rob.
You're very welcome.
Thanks,
sure.
Ed.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, we have another caller. Who's on the line? Anybody there?
Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. I am actually calling because I wanted to let... was it Liz who was calling about her brother?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to let you know that there is definitely hope for him. When she was telling his story, I was sitting here reliving my thing that happened to me, and I was, I think, maybe a year older. I was 22 or 23 when almost the same exact thing happened to myself. And I just needed to share that there's hope for him. But there's one thing that she really needs to do is to get him out of that hospital. He needs to stop taking the drugs because everybody who's taking care of him are aliens. And, you know, they're feeding him the drugs and causing him to go more psychotic than what he is. I know it firsthand because I've experienced it firsthand. I had an out-of-body experience, abducted. I lost memory for, I don't even remember now because it happened 30-some years ago. But the best thing that I did for myself, I ended up in the mental institution in full-strength leathers, had no idea how I got there. I didn't know what happened to me before that. So the best thing that I did for myself was I stopped taking the meds because I knew what they were doing to me, and I knew that they were causing worse problems. So I just completely refused them. So I told them that they were going to give me anything to put me on lithium because lithium was the natural salts of the earth. And so just I wanted to just say that there's hope. I lived through it. I got through it. I got through living through all the labels of it. I had to move across country so people didn't know me and started a new life. But there is hope. And, you know, if you can get him out of the hospital and get him back on his feet, you know, probably all those memories. The memories are coming back for me as you were telling your story. So, you know, I won't go there what I just went through. But dropping into my heart really, really helped a lot. And all of Ron's tools here you have to work with. I didn't have any of that to work with, you know, 30-some years ago. So just wanted to share that with you. And with Ed's story, Ron, could we please get the spider clearing? Because there's just spiders everywhere. I asked them psychically to leave me alone. I tell them that I won't kill them if they don't bite me. And so far, my alliance with them has been pretty good, but they're like everywhere. They're inside the house and outside the house. So,
okay,
thank you.
So a timeline crash to get spiders. Based. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, really good. Actually, that last one, I just a huge jerk. It was wonderful.
So we'll do a few more here.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how that works for everybody.
All right, thank you.
Very welcome. So we got probably about 10 minutes left. They're about slightly longer.
Yep. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, anybody else out there want to call in? It's been quite interesting tonight. It's that interesting. It's kind of sad, but let's... a new clearing, we should talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Guess what, guys? The prosperity jumpstart is up. Woohoo! Drum roll.
Da-da-da.
So, that, I'm going to actually have to go to, where have I got the list? Let me see if I can remember. So, for $50, it's a two-parter. There's the $50 prosperity jumpstart, and then there's the deluxe version. Oh, well, I can just go to the website now, can't I? Hang on one sec. creationlightship.com. So the $50 one includes the self-empowerment clearing. I'm trying to open it up. The self-empowerment clearing, the billboard. Do you have it in front of you, Ron, what the other two are?
I don't have
the
it.
Whole life poverty, I think, is on that one. The $50. Hold on one sec. I'm sorry. Should have had this up. So anyway, there were four clearings on the $50 one, and there are seven on the $100 version, deluxe version. Which, oh no, look at this. I have to get rid of that word. Okay, I'm scrambling here as quick as I can.
Let's have the new clearing up. For the Earth Protection clearing, that's a free clearing on the website underneath the drop-down box underneath the key for sample healings. Go to that one, too, and that can help out a whole bunch. Now, I thought you heard a beep.
Yeah, I think I did, too. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, okay. Ron, I had a question. I think I could have been, I think I was crossed over from one family to another, and I'm wondering, I met this girl about 10 years ago in San Diego called Liz Cartwright, and I was wondering, is she my real sister from my original family?
Oh, gosh.
It sort of resonates that way, yeah.
Yes, okay. And then did I have three brothers in this? Hello?
It sort of feels that way.
Uh-huh. Okay, and is she still living or does she pass over?
I don't think she's living.
She passed over, okay. Okay, that makes sense then. Did I have three brothers in my original family also?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. But, okay, were my original family, were they located in New Orleans?
Well, I don't know, Larry.
Uh-huh. Okay, I sort of felt something about New Orleans, and I just was wondering about that. Okay, well, I guess that's all I have then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Larry. Okay, so I'll just quickly, I pulled up the deluxe version. So the $50 version is the self-empowerment, the psychic billboard, the prosperity empowerment clearing, and the whole life poverty clearing. And then for $100, you also get, in addition to those four, you get the seven-generation poverty clearing, the whole life victim clearing, and the whole life curses, spells, and hexes clearing. So all of this stuff comes together, you know, to try and clear out things that may be blocking us from being more prosperous. So do you want to add anything, Ron, or talk about any of this? They're all clearings that already existed but brought together in a bundle, just like the body jumpstart was clearings that existed.
You'll understand the value on it because it's great. So get on that clearing.
Yeah.
Oh. Run, don't walk, and get it.
Yeah.
Because it's put it up for a great deal to get people jump started. So that's what is on there. So good clearing.
Yeah, so that's a lot of stuff for another bargain price.
You can, I believe, upgrade it if you want later on. The first one, I believe, is for 1 month, and then the second one, which has some whole life clearings, might be for 3 months.
Yeah, it is.
Allows you to get a couple extra months. Whole lifetime clearings, you know, shouldn't take you more than an hour and a half to do. You only have to do them one time, but it gives you a lot longer time on that clearing, on the first part. So, you know, it's a way to really get yourself jump-started back into life again. So that's why it's put up. Now, what I can, you know, monetarily possibly, you're going to get a lot of money out of this. And what I can tell you is that if you're not willing or if you're unable to maybe relocate to a different job or something, because remember, you're going into a clearing that could help you out for prosperity, which could mean more money. So if you are unwilling to change your current lifestyle, then don't do it. Don't waste your money, okay? Because you may have a lot of opportunities coming to you, but if you're unable to relocate or get a second job, or maybe, have two jobs in place of one, have an extra job, or just to, be in a different town, then don't get the clearing because it's going to open yourself up to more possibilities. Now, it is possible that maybe you're afraid to move, so then you may want to do the earth gridline clearing. What I'm telling you is that if you're not willing to do more in your life for something. Don't expect a lottery win by having this year. You're going to have to go out and, you know, recreate yourself, probably in a new job to get more money. Okay, that's how it works if you're looking for that aspect. Like I said, don't waste your money if you're not planning to move forward. If you're still a little anxious about doing something like that, then maybe it's the grid line clearing that you need to do, the Earth grid line, to get off of that, to keep you from moving to a different location. So you have to look at that, because this clearing is going to help you to bring things into your life, but you have to act on it. And so, you know, if you're older, maybe you're retired and you don't want to get another job, then don't waste your money. The clearings with it could help you, definitely, especially the whole lifetime ones in the second part, you know, with those three whole lifetime clearings. That'll be wonderful. But if you're retired and you don't want to get a job, then, you know, don't even consider doing this because of that, okay? That's what I have to mention. But some people wanted me to put this clearing up, and I waited a while. I could have done it something similar to that, but I was really reluctant to bring something out because everybody's going to want to get on that and try to make a lot of money. And what do you have to do that? You have to change your life. You know, change who you are, get into a different reality of who you are in order to do that. So I think we had a beep, and back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, so I think we did. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you can help me or not, but I just received a diagnosis today, and I was wondering if I should trust it or not. I had a feeling in my upper abdomen, wasn't painful, and nothing protruding or anything, and I went for a sonogram and a CAT scan, and the diagnosis came back as a gallstone, and I'm wondering if I should trust that or not.
Well, it's hard to say. Very possibly they could be correct, but what are you going to do about it? Remember, this is something that your body brought forward from your past, so now you have to decide if you want to keep it or not. I don't want to sound like I'm talking too harsh, you know, but what I would do is get on the body jumpstart clearing.
Okay.
That has a lot of clearings in there that could possibly help you. If you haven't done the emotional whole lifetime clearing, that's where you want to start with, okay? So do that one first.
Okay.
Then get into the body jumpstart. Will the new clearing help at all? That's just for slavery and stuff.
Poverty and victimhood, and do I still have
one
it up?
Well, it might, but, the main thing is you want to get your whole lifetime emotional and then do the body jumpstart and possibly get rid of that death barcode. Oh, do you have anything to add, Carrie?
No, have you done any of those?
Fast chat? Maybe you could type something in of what you believe she could probably also use.
Yeah, I would think the body jumpstart would be the way to go. Have you done your death barcodes or the whole life emotional, Debbie? Maybe Debbie's not on the line anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm just looking at the clock here. I've got 53. Let me just try and get back to the fast chat here. Yeah, okay. I haven't looked at it for a minute or two, so there's a lot of stuff on here that I haven't read. Body jump includes spells and curses. No, it's not the body jumpstart. It's the new prosperity jumpstart candy that has the whole life curses, hexes, and spells clearing. I'm just looking for some questions.
Okay. And then you might even want to get on the clearing that we have for replica one on Thursdays for $20. That might also give you some assistance on that. replicas could have that physical condition that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Get rid of those replicas, they feel a lot better. We'll see what people type in on the fast chat here.
Yeah, and Tina's asking, can we rerun the whole life clearings on the Jumpstart without paying the unlimited version? You can run anything on any of the Jumpstarts as many times as you want for the duration that the Jumpstart's up, right, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
So that would be,
yeah.
So yes, Tina. Alexander's wondering, what if, I don't know what we were talking about when this typed in, but what if the Earth chooses to stay here after ascension?
Well, then it all depends if you're able to come back here to it. So,
but right now it's not, correct?
Right, uh-huh.
As far as we know, as far as you know.
Right now it's not, yeah.
Okay, well, I've got 55, Ron, and I know we told them we'd get off of 55. Do you have 55?
Yeah, that's what I think we got. Yeah, the bunch is 55, so we need to move.
Okay.
By the rules and stuff. Hey, everybody, we shall catch you later.
Yep, next show tomorrow night, Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, and... we'll see you then. If you have any questions that I didn't read out, just bring them over to tomorrow night. And get on that new timeline crash to protect the Earth. Everybody, put that up tonight and see how you feel. I know we've had some good reports so far from people's experiences on that one. So be nice to hear some more tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody, for calling. We had a lot of callers. Thank you. That was great. And, Ron, thanks for all the clearings and timeline crashes and so forth.
Everybody, please enter in what you think that lady might need for clearings on the fast chat. Okay, thank you. We'll see you later, everybody.
Night-night.
Hey, good night.